Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today on this feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, I think I would like to focus on the scapular, which is very symbolic, really, of so many things, so many truths that are embodied in our religion. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he left a memorial of himself, his living presence, he chose the simplest of symbols, bread and wine. And under these two very simple and humble substances, then he transforms them, replacing the substance of those simple materials with the substance of himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And so we have just in the Eucharist this whole concept of the means of salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ willed and instituted, the sacraments. And in our religion, we also attain to salvation with the aid of other materials which are not in and of themselves sacraments, but tend toward that same kind of effect. And in this case, we have the scapular that is a gift given to us by our mother, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who he gave to us from the cross. Behold, son, behold your mother. First he said to her, woman, behold your son. And then to the disciple John, behold your mother. And so our mother has given to us this scapular. This isn't the form that it came originally in. The original form of the scapular is more like what we see on the image of Saint Therese there. It's a cloth piece that hangs down over the shoulders to the feet on both sides. And a very special privilege was given with that scapular. It was given to Saint Simon Stock when the Carmelite order was in danger of going out of existence. And it was a means to revive the order, and it came with this very special promise that whosoever should die wearing that scapular would not suffer eternal fire. In other words, it's a guarantee of salvation. And over the years, that promise has been affirmed by numerous popes. And the promise has even been enlarged in the case of one very special gift given through Pope John the 22nd. Before he was pope, he had a vision of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who promised to him what is called the Sabbatine privilege, which takes its name from the word for Saturday, sabato. And the promise was that is that anyone who wears the scapular devotedly throughout life and also puts into practice the virtue of chastity in particular and fortifies that with daily prayer of a Marian devotion, then she would see to it that on the Saturday after their death, if they were in purgatory, she would take them from purgatory and bring them to heaven. So a guarantee of salvation that she gives us, and a promise if we wear the scapular devotedly and put into practice these three requirements, then not only are we saved, but if we have to pay the debt of our sins and complete our purification in purgatory, that time would be abbreviated greatly, and she would come and get us on this. She will come and get us on the Saturday after our death. As I say, these promises and the devotion are affirmed by many, many popes, and I'll just cite a recent pope, Saint Pope John Paul II. He said this in a letter to the Carmelites on the 750th anniversary of the scapular. As Mother of the Church, the Blessed Virgin is one with the disciples in constant prayer. As the new woman who anticipates in herself what will one day come to pass for us all, in the full enjoyment of Trinitarian life, she is taken up into heaven, from where she spreads the protective mantle of her mercy over her children on their pilgrimage to the holy mountain of glory. Such a contemplative attitude of mind and heart prompts admiration for the Virgin's experience of faith and love. She already lives in herself all that every believer desires and hopes to attain in the mystery of Christ and the Church. Therefore, Carmelites have chosen Mary as their patroness and spiritual mother, and always keep before the eyes of their heart the most pure Virgin who guides everyone to the perfect knowledge and imitation of Christ. So God has chosen to give us a mother, his own mother. And she has chosen to give us a gift. And this brown scapular happens to be made of brown wool. And so it just reminds me, in a certain sense, of something that may be very familiar to most of us. If you've ever had a grandmother who knits, perhaps you received a scarf or a sweater that was knit for you out of wool and given to you with great love. I've had this experience, and wearing that sweater given to me by my grandmother was always a very dear and special thing. It represented the love that she had for me, and then the care, you know, to be concerned for my health and stay warm in the cold. And we can relate to this very human experience. And it's similar to what happens on the spiritual level with our mother in heaven. When she gives us this scapular, she's showing to us her great love for us, that she's going to watch over us and guide us to salvation in her Son, Jesus Christ. Not only is this a kind thing that she does, but it's a request that she makes of us to also wear this scapular as a sign of our devotion to her. And she asks this specifically at Fatima, and it's a very small gesture. And yet, so many people who should know the great value fail to practice it. And so, on this feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, let us be reminded of the inestimable value of such a small gesture and such a precious gift that we just have to put over our shoulders and wear with faith, and then to obtain the Sabbatine privilege, pray the rosary every day. We were asked that also at Fatima. And practice chastity according to our state of life, which is one of the evangelical counsels and certainly necessary for the life of Christian virtue. And Our Lady will help us with these things if we simply ask her to and accept her gift. So let us ask the Holy Spirit to inspire all who have yet to accept this gift to do so, and then through our prayer and through the prayers of all of the Carmelite order, many souls will be saved, which are pleasing to not only Our Lady, but to our Lord Jesus Christ and to God himself. Praise be Jesus and Mary.